Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God made Christians his inheritance, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. As Paul continues his praise to God for the things God has done for the universal church, Paul mentions that God made Christians his heritage. Christians are the things which God has created that, in a figure of speech, are his property, his inheritance that will be passed on to the next generation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. When one considers the word inheritance, it is most often thought of as being the money or property or both, which an individual receives after another person has died. Another word for inheritance is the word heritage, which is usually used to denote something of value that is passed down from previous generations. The point being is the inheritance is the what that is being passed down. An inheritance is the result of a lifelong accumulation of assets. In our Ephesian passage, it is the result of God's purpose, which he devised before the foundation of the world and worked out after the counsel of his will. It is the collection of all the members of the church from all time who would bring about praise to God's glory. Some might think of this verse as Christians obtaining heaven. The word used in the passage is present tense, something that is current. Paul says he was among the first to hope in Christ, resulting in the praise of God's glory. Those who have their hope in Christ are Christians. Therefore, this inheritance is something in existence today and not something to be obtained in the future. As Christians think about being the inheritance of God, the assets or property that God is acquiring through time, it should cause us to act with a certain mindset. Having the attitude that as members of this church, we are the result of God's predetermined, prehistoric plan. We are not an afterthought. Christians are the result of God's counsel, his plan of action. Human beings had nothing to do with this plan, which God has executed because they were not in existence when God predestined this inheritance. It should be considered by Christians an honor to be part of this group of people called the church. It is something special because it is the result of all of God's efforts to bring this church into existence. Everything from the beginning of time to the coming of Christ, as recorded in the Old Testament, was for the purpose of bringing this inheritance into existence. What is so marvelous about this inheritance is that it is growing daily. God is adding to this inheritance as people are changing their lives to become Christians. As part of this inheritance, we should constantly be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way. All that I need.